You know who's saying this? The Father in heaven saying this. It's his word. It's not my word. It's God's word. And God knows what's best for us. If God sees our beginning and our end and everything in between, he surely knows what's best for us. He says in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 16, he says this. He says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Amen. This is, again, it's speaking about walking in love. How many know that love isn't always convenient? So many times we're looking for convenient love. Can somebody smile with me? This isn't bad stuff. Hallelujah. It's sacrificial. It's choice. Amen. Secondly, not only are we to walk in love, but we're to walk in the light. Amen. Amen. So turn with me to 1 John chapter 1. Verse number 5. The Word of God says this. It says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I want you to understand that every last one in the room that has put their trust in Jesus Christ alone for their salvation is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. There is not one person in this room that is more valuable than anyone else. God is an equal opportunity caller. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. God's grace abounds towards you and I. In other words, when I come to God and he gave me a new beginning, old things passed away and behold, all things become new. Amen. His mercies are new every morning. And he is saying to you and I, we can walk in the light if we choose to walk in the light. I don't know about you, but when I walk in darkness, I stumble. I fall. But he is the light of the world. Amen. Amen. And God's light is shining. And God's light is shining on you. You're brighter than what you even know. Amen. As a matter of fact, the light of God is shining so bright in this room, I almost need sunglasses. Amen. I see glory on faces. I see glory on heads. You're God's chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're peculiar. Some of us are peculiar, okay? We're a peculiar treasure unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, aren't you glad that God didn't make us all robots and all of us the same? That we all have personalities. We all are different. But we all have one thing in common. Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And when we come together, we can come together in unity. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we have in common. So every time the devil tries to show you something's wrong with your brother, say, how can it work? We got this alike. We're in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's be grateful for one another. Everyone's gifted in the room. Everyone's got abilities. Everyone's got talents. Everyone's got special anointings on their lives. Hallelujah. The adversary wants you to be complacent and bound down. But God wants you to be foot loose and free. Hallelujah. What's that? Huh? Foot loose and what?
Fancy free.
Fancy free. What does it look like, fancy free?
Hallelujah.
All right. Let's all get fancy free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Dusty, you'll be the choir leader here, okay? Hallelujah. Turn me to John chapter 8. How many know it's fun to be in church? God didn't bring you in here to beat you up. God brought you in here to encourage you. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, His plan for you doesn't change. The call of God is irrevocable. It will not change. He's called you since you were in your mother's womb, and He hasn't changed His mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, somebody, hey, how many in here has fell before? Has anybody fallen in the place before? I'm the only one that fell. Come on now. God said, hey, when you fall, shake off the dust and get back up.
That's true.
Amen. 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 Praise God. And Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse number 12, we're talking about walking in the light. Remember, our thought was, if it walks like a duck, it looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, it's a duck. We're talking about walking in the love and walking in light. In John chapter 8, verse number 12, it says, Jesus said this. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. So the Bible says, the Word of God declares, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. Every time the enemy comes, God will raise a standard. Amen. God's light will shine. And when God's light shines and the glory of God comes in, darkness has to leave. It does not have an option. If I turn the lights off in this room, as soon as I turn the light on, darkness has to flee. And God wants you to understand that in Christ Jesus, that you're a bearer of the light. You're a bearer of the light. And when you walk in a room, darkness flees. Darkness trembles when you come in the room as a child of God. Amen. Amen. God wants you to know who you are. Amen. God didn't tell me to tell you who I am, but for you to get a revelation and understanding of who you are. Look to the one beside you and say, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Devil, get behind me. You have no place in front of me. I've been bought. I've been paid for by the blood of Jesus. And it's flowing through me. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know what you just did? You just spoke the word of God to the one next to you. And let me say this to you. The Bible says his word will never return unto him void, that it accomplished something. All power and life and death are given to us. We have the power to speak life in the abundance thereof. Amen. Praise God. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. God wants you to get it. God, if we get a hold of it, we won't give the adversary so much room. He's always coming to steal from us and destroy and trying to ruin our marriages, our families, our homes. He's trying to destroy you. He wants to take everything away from you that God has provided for you. But you can do all things through Christ Jesus. God said he will give you strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just because things are looking dark around you, you're still, there's a glimmer of hope. There's a glimmer of life because you're still here. Hallelujah. And God has a plan. He ain't going to change his mind. Hallelujah. Man, I'm really excited. But you don't know how excited I am about this transition that's taking place right now. With the transition with the children downstairs and the youth and the things that are taking place right now. We're getting ready to witness one of the greatest revivals the world has ever seen. Never seen it. It's not even a revival. In other words, something has to be revived in this. This is a new outpouring of the Lord Jesus Christ that has never been witnessed ever before in the body of Christ. I believe there's a fresh wind of the Spirit that's getting ready to blow. Amen. God's setting us up and getting us prepared. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, preacher, I've been hearing that forever. Today's a new day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 6. The Word of God says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Amen. I mean, if you would get a picture of this, your body being the temple of God, your body being the temple of the Holy Spirit, there's inside of you, there's a light that's glowing. It's glowing from the inside. And all of a sudden, this light from the inside is going to start shining on the outside. The glory of God's going to rise up. You're going to be walking in the rooms, in the atmosphere, and the room's going to change. Amen. I see it happening all the time. God's in the transforming, changing business. Amen. He's ready to do everything He said. He said, "As that light shined in darkness." Hallelujah. Make sure I got the right thing. "Have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So we've got that. "But we have this treasure in our vessels," or in our bodies, "that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us." Let me say this to you. God doesn't share His glory with anyone. It's His glory, not our glory. And when we start trying to receive the glory, it's just like, ooh. It's like you're naked. The hand of God isn't there. Amen. Everything is for His glory, for His honor. We're gathered here to glorify His. When we worship and praise, who are we glorifying? We're glorifying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. He says that, hey, as we're walking in love and we're walking in life and light, we'll be walking in the newness of life. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6 for a moment. Everybody here? If you're here, say amen. Romans chapter 6, verse number 4. The Word of God says, "Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life." So we're not only walking in love as His disciples, we're walking in the light, and we're walking in newness of life. Amen. So turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Familiar scripture, verse number 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Amen. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Amen. His light shining on you. He has a plan in your life. Amen. A plan to walk in this newness of life. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting that as we're getting ready to go through with this transition, there was adversity that came. And, you know, in the midst of adversity, it's just to a point where he had to laugh. There was nothing else you could do. What else? There was nothing you could do in the natural but just laugh. You know? Because if you didn't just laugh at the adversary, then all of a sudden he would steal your joy. He would steal your peace. Amen? And it was kind of interesting, even with this whole transition and the sound and the PowerPoint. Ruben's up there at the PowerPoint, and I'm walking down here praying, and you know what my prayer is? Father, give Ruben wisdom. Give him wisdom and show him. Not that he didn't already know, but God gave him wisdom. Rather, he had it in the past or he got it then. God gave him wisdom to bring things around. And the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. In other words, if we take those things when we're facing the adversities in life, how many are going through some adversity? Come on, let's be honest. If you're not going through some measure of adversity, you're probably not living. Pinch yourself to see if you're still here. Amen? Because he says, in this world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen? And I overcome it by entering into his overcoming power. It's not my overcoming power. It's his overcoming power. It's being connected to the source. Amen? It's just like these lights, they light up, but they wouldn't light up unless they were connected to a source. They has to be connected to a source of power. And our source of power is the Father. He's given us the channel, is the Holy Spirit, which connects us to heaven. Amen. God wants you to know that you're heavenly connected. That as a child of God, you're connected with heaven, and you're never without him. The connection is never broke. Sometimes you just don't pick up the line. Sometimes you try to do it all on your own. Amen? I don't know about you, but he gave me a direct line through the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that's what he's given us. He's given us a direct connect. Amen? Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 10. Now let's go to verse number 8. You think that the Lord wrote this just for the sake of, he said, I have to use so many words and I have to fill this book with this many words. No, every word has a purpose. And he says in verse number 8, he said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen. Hey, we're to walk in love. We're to walk in the light. We're to walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. So in closing today, everybody take a deep breath. The Apostle Paul says this in Colossians 3, verse number 10. He says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. We open today with this statement. If it walks like a duck, and looks like a duck, and sounds like a duck, it's a duck. And what God is saying to you and I, we're to walk like disciples. We're to look like disciples. We're to sound like disciples. You know, if I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, somewhere along the line, I got to let the old man die so the new man can be resurrected. You know, God isn't going to make anybody in this room do anything. God is a perfect gentleman. He will not force anything on you. But he wants you to understand this, that he loves you just the way that you are, but he loves you so much, he doesn't want to leave you in that state because he has better plans for you than what your thoughts were for yourself. Sometimes we just need to get the revelation of what God thinks about us and how he feels towards us and his love towards us and recognize that, hey, as far as the world will say, they'll tell you, they'll kick you to the curb and say you're worthless. But God says, you're a treasure to me. You are valued to me. I will take it and I will use it and I'll form it and I'll transform it if you'll just let yourself be in my hand. See, he's the perfect sculptor. He has sculpted and shaped us after the image of his Son. Amen? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. Lord, I'm grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do today. Father, your word declares that your word says, behold, you stand at the door and knock. If any man hears your voice and opens the door, that you'll come in. And if you're here today,